A theater in Malvern, Pennsylvania is reuniting actors David Strayhorn and Mary McDonnell as brother and sister in the Chekhov play, The Cherry Orchard. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the play is both a homecoming and a family reunion.
David Strathairn and Mary McDonald have co-starred in a lot of films, including Passion Fish, Matawan, Sneakers. Now Strathairn splits his time between movies and television and stage, while McDonald now stars in Major Crimes. It's a police drama on TV. But they rarely get together on stage. Strathairn likes People's Light in Theater in Malvern because it's one of the few regional theaters in the country with a resident company of actors, some of whom have been working together for 40 years.
The theater is broken down. Well, entertainment is broken down into a bunch of gypsies, you know, scattered and going wherever they'll have them. And here, they haven't scattered. They've stayed. And it feels like this is an oasis out here.
Strathairn is appearing in Anton Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard. It's a play about a brother and sister who must sell the estate that has been in their family for hundreds of years. This is turn-of-the-century Russia, on the eve of the revolution, when the world of the aristocracy is quickly crumbling. It will be Strathairn's third time at People's Light and Theater, and Mary McDonald's first. She has not been on stage in decades, on any stage, and she chose this theater in Malvern, in part because she grew up near here, in King of Prussia, before the shopping mall was built.
But it's so beautiful here, really, still. I mean, it's just really quite extraordinary, this part of the world, I think. It's amazing to ride around in a car and see the layers of different decades on top of each other.
McDonald lived in King of Prussia for 5 years, between ages 7 and 12, and in the 1960s, she says kids could get away with almost anything.
We used to go down a hill, this is in the winter, right? And all the kids in the neighborhood did it. And there was an old house in a field that was abandoned. When the snow got really deep, we used to go upstairs in the house and start in the back of the hall and run literally out the second story window and jump into the snowdrifts. Now, did my parents know about that? No.
While not working on the play, McDonald has been showing the old neighborhood to her daughter, Olivia Mell. Olivia is 26, and like her mother, she's an actress. In fact, she's also in The Cherry Orchard, playing opposite her mother. On stage, the mother and daughter are playing mother and daughter.
They are very similar in a lot of ways. Their love of life, love of art. To be able to feel that with my mother across the stage without having to be next to her or say anything to her, it's just an eye contact thing, and it just sort of sinks in.
Her mother, Mary McDonald, says this production of The Cherry Orchard was hard to refuse because it brought together so many strands of her life. Her professional relationship with David Strathairn, her personal relationship with her daughter, and Chekhov. What hooked her was the play's theme of handing down a legacy to your children, something the characters in The Cherry Orchard fail to do.
As one gets older, one gets more and more deeply attached to place. I understand now the poignancy of losing a piece of property. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? 20 years ago, I may not have had the same feeling about it, but as soon as I read it, I went, oh my goodness sakes, this is a little miracle.
The Cherry Orchard opens this weekend for a 4-week run. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.